Hey, speaking of guy, one of our favorite guys, and it's weird that he's retired. He can't be completely retired. Jimmy Johnson, officially retired from Fox Sports after a long, long career in the National Football League and college football. Jimmy, good morning. Thanks for being with us, bud. How you doing?
Joe, you and Dave, I'm doing good. You know, this retirement's terrible for your weight, though. For some reason, I keep looking at the scales, and it keeps going up. I'm doing my workouts, but for some reason, the weight's starting to gain a little bit. I'm going to have to go on a diet, I think.
So I always love this the best. After all the years we've been together, and Dave and I were talking about you yesterday and this morning again, I always love the fact that so many people in the NFL, and I'm guessing college football, still pick the phone up. And did it slow down now that you're retired, or are you still getting a lot of people wanting to come down and talk football with you?
I'm still getting a little bit of it. I've done a lot, on the phone, with a bunch of them. Dan Campbell and, Matt LaFleur and some of the rest of them. Mario Cristobal, he was down a week before last and visited with him a little bit. I still talk to him. It slowed down a little bit as far as the guys coming down to visit, though.
All right, Jimmy, big day in the Keys tomorrow, right? We got the 2-day lobster scene. Tell me you're going out. Tell me you're...
No, for the first time in quite some time, I'm not going to go out. I'm slowing down just a little bit. They're going to do some dredging in my marina, and so that's kind of hampered me a little bit on my boat. So I'm not going to lobster this year.
Now, with some of your spots, then, okay?
Yeah. How about some of those spots, Jimmy?
What do you mean? We don't have spots. We just go out there looking.
Those people in the Keys guard their spots like they're lost treasure down there.
Yeah, don't go around that. That's mine. Hey, Jimmy, we've got so many different stories. I got to tell you, by far, the thing that I've been wrong about a lot through the last 35 years, but Bill Belichick, going back to coach in North Carolina, I was like, there's no way, after everything he's done in his career in the NFL in his 70s, would want to go back to the new world of college football with the NIL and transfer portal and how much you're going to pay me and one-year free agents, basically. Did it surprise you a little bit, or did you see it coming?
Yeah, it did surprise me. Actually, Bill and Jordan were, they were down here right after, he left New England. And then we talked about it. I said, this college football with the NIL and the transfer portal, it's a absolute nightmare. And he said, pro football is not that easy either.
Yeah.
And I think the experience that he had with Bob Kraft, they're at the very end. I think that kind of soured him a little bit. I told him, I said, hey, you'll be the best coach team in all of college football. But, that's not the key to winning in college football. The key in winning in college football is recruiting the best players. And the one thing that has surprised me, he has worked his rear end off recruiting players and bringing them in. Now, Lombardi, his general manager, has helped him a lot. But, Bill has thrown himself totally into that recruiting and getting players. So I think he's going to do a good job.
They're going to be the Colorado of this season. Everybody will want to watch them this year. Speaking of the team everybody talks about in the NFL is your old team, the Cowboys, and Jerry Jones making headlines, Micah Parsons, that deal. Owner getting in the middle of all that.
Jerry.
That's Jerry. As Jimmy knows. Jimmy knows.
I was, before I went in the Ring of Honor, I went to the North, the Carolina game, and I was sitting up in the box with Jerry and Will McClay and Steven and all of them. And about that time, Jerry was having a bunch of headlines about, different paternity suits. and he looked at me, and he had a little smile. And Gene, his wife, of course, we've known each other, when they were dating back in college. And, Jerry had that little smile, a little grin. He said, I always find a way to keep the Cowboys and headlines.
That's his marketing take right there. That's hilarious. That's something else.
That's what he's doing with Micah Parsons.
It's amazing. They haven't been to an NFC Championship game in 25
since your guys
years,
left.
Whatever it is, and yet they're still the most popular team in football. And the television ratings are through the roof, and plus the tickets to watch them play are through the roof. So he keeps them in headlines, and people keep watching because they see the excitement, and all the Cowboy fans are always saying, "Hey, this is our year." And of course, all the Cowboy haters are saying they're not going to do anything.
Jimmy, down here, you can't help if you turn your TV on the two and the Tyreek Hill story that's popped up here over the last couple weeks. And Tua said, he said he was out and he was done after the season, and you got to be accountable and you got to build relationships back up. And all the talk about the players, holding Tyreek accountable, like you're back, but you got to show us you want to be here. How do you handle that? And what are you thinking as a guy that's been through it all from high maintenance? You've seen it all as a coach.
Joe, I wouldn't make a whole lot about it. In fact, I wouldn't even talk about it. I mean, those players are professionals. They have great pride in what they do. They're going to work hard. They're going to want to perform. I don't put a whole lot of stock in that. Some of the comments made, a lot of players, especially in the heat of the moment, especially after a disappointing season, they're going to make comments. I think you just move on from it. Don't worry about that and just go out there and play and be a professional. Like I said, as a coach, I wouldn't put a whole lot of stock in that.
The culture. We've talked more. Well, certain, but the culture. And by the way, for every sport, it's not just down here. Everybody's talking about building the culture. And, Joe, what do you think? And what was the culture like? And then I hear, what was Jimmy Johnson's culture like? And I say, well, listen, I know you treat players differently. Jimmy's one of the first coach to ever come out and say the better you are, the you get treated a lot different than the guy that's a backup or the guy that's at the end of the roster. And I just go, was culture ever something you talked about or felt was important?
Joe, I think culture is important. And, people, ask me, well, how did Dan Campbell change the culture of Detroit? Detroit was a laughingstock of the entire NFL for years. And I said, I'll tell you how he changed the culture. He went in there, and all of a sudden they became a physical, hardworking, kind of the blue-collar type of football team. By working hard and being physical, they overcome so many things. And I never worried about our teams, having the culture, because we worked them so hard, that they had the will to win on the weekends, whether or not it be in college or in professional football. That's how you build culture, is hard work and being a physical football team. Those teams, they don't have to worry about some of these petty things.
All right, Jimmy, you repeated as champs in Dallas. Kansas City, I think, was the only team since. And now Philadelphia is everybody's pick to repeat this year. What are they going to go through? I know Jeff Luria tried to hire you way back when. You know that organization a little, but what are they going to go through this year?
Well, of course, they've got so many high-profile players that, you worry about complacency. But I think because they are so talented, Howie Roseman has done a tremendous job of bringing in talent. And they are so talented that I think they can overcome that. Plus, they are a physical team. I mean, you look at them, they run the football with Barkley. They're as physical as anybody in the league, and they have that type of offensive line to be physical. And then, defensively, of course, I've always been a big fan of Vic Fangio. I don't know what happened here at Miami, But he really does a great job with their defense. So I think that they're still going to be the team to compete with.
The biggest story maybe is this Aaron Rodgers story. And I was thinking about you. Old Terry Bradshaw had, you know, Terry had to get his 2 cents in on the whole thing of chewing on bark and the whole deal. What do you think about Aaron Rodgers and how this Pittsburgh Steelers thing, they went all in with a trade and getting Aaron Rodgers to be their quarterback?
Yeah, well, I talked to Terry about it yesterday, and I told him, you know, he didn't watch the interview. I said, I watched every minute of the interview. And really, Aaron Rodgers was so complimentary of Terry. I mean, he ended up, talking about how great Terry was, and he doesn't really know they don't know each other that well. And I talked to Head of Fox yesterday. We were talking about another project that I'm going to be involved in. And I said, you know, it'd be great for Terry to sit down with Aaron Rodgers because Fox has got the Steeler game, I think, the second week of the season. And so, yeah, I think the two of them need to get together. But Aaron said, hey, you know, he may end up liking me. We may be in the friends. And we can look at the moon and chew some bark together.
Right. Yeah. I thought he did too, man. I was like, all right, Aaron Rodgers, you know, showing a lot of respect to Terry. I'm with you. I thought it was all good.
You know, Aaron Rodgers, he is a smart football player. He's a smart individual, very intelligent, went to Cal. And so,
wait a second. Joe went to Cal, Jimmy, too.
So. Yeah, don't say everybody's smart coming out there. That's a different level. Yeah.
Hey, Dave, let me take that back.
I went to a different Cal school. Exactly.
but Rodgers can still throw the football, you know. But, you know, I don't know what kind of offensive line they have, you know, with the Steelers. I know Mike Tomlin does a great job of coaching. It'll be interesting to see, you know, how they play this year. I think they'll be a decent football team. I don't know that they'll be a great team, but I think they'll be a decent football team.
You know, I always wonder, this is all you've been doing forever. You've been able to live where you want down in the Keys, a beautiful place. But I was saying, Jimmy, and you got your money's worth. I mean, nobody's gotten more out of this league and affiliated with the NFL as you have. How hard is it now? Have you thought about it about first year without going and jumping on a plane or getting all ready, putting makeup on from the Keys to do a show?
Well, yeah, I'm still going to be involved with Fox on a couple of different projects. But the big thing, and I told Eric yesterday, you know, I'm not going to be taking that regular trip out to L.A. And so you never can tell, you know, what I might do. But, you know, I've been trying to retire for 10 years. And you just won't let me.
College football coach, you made the Hall of Fame there. Pro football, made the Hall of Fame. Broadcasting, made the Hall of Fame. Are you going to make the Hall of Fame in retirement? It doesn't sound like it. It sounds like you're...
I don't know how he's going to do with this.
What's a weekend for you of football watching going to be right now?
Well, I told Rhonda, you know, yesterday, I am looking forward to Saturday and Sunday having 3 TVs in my little den, sitting there getting a big load of barbecue and a couple of beers. And I said, you know, really, I will not leave that den, you know, from about 10 o'clock in the morning until 11 o'clock at night on Saturday and Sunday. And I don't want anybody to bother me because I don't like watching football with people. I want to be in there by myself, so I'm going to be sequestered in there for 2 solid days, you know, watching football. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, listen, I'm with you, too. And, hey, so I got to ask you just one follow-up on this college football thing. I don't know how guys are going to – if you've been coaching for a while, now I get their great jobs, and college football's paying more than ever to coaches now, and I've watched – you know, head coaches a lot of them are getting $8, $9, $10 million a year. But boy, I'll tell you what, that 1 year free agent thing and hey, I want my contract redone. I want to make more money or I'm going to go somewhere else year to year from spring to summer. That's a tough job, Jimmy. How would you do with that world today?
Joe, I would hate it. I hate what they're doing in college football with the NIL and, you know, with the transfer portal and, you know, the teams have got the most money, you know, go out there and get, you know, pay these players that haven't ever played a down of college football, paying them all this money. I don't like it at all. And I don't know, you know, how you can make it an even playing field. You know, how is it an even playing field if you don't have the money to pay these players?
Yeah.
So I wouldn't like it. In fact, I wouldn't be doing it until they change the rules.
Yeah. I don't know how they're ever going to go back, though. I know how you go back. They're trying to put in some kind of little salary cap, and everybody's going to cheat on that salary cap. There's no way that's going
to
work.
And from one year to the next, you know, the team changes. You know, you lose some great players or you bring in some great players. You never know. You know, now you know that, you know, the Alabamas and the Ohio States and the Texas, you know, they're always going to be good because they got so much money. You know, but, you know, a lot of these other teams, you know, they can have one good year and the next year they'll be horrible because they lost all their players.
Yeah. Jimmy, it's always great getting caught up with you. We just need a little fix. That's all. You can get on your walk now and relax, and we'll get ready for preseason together.
Hey, Joe, you think if I walk about 10 miles, I might lose 13 pounds?
Not all at once, but you do that enough. Now, I don't know what you're eating during the day. Are you cheating a little bit during the day, or are you?
Oh, please. Guacamole, Mexican food, barbecue. Hey, Rhonda made a bunch of gumbo here day before yesterday, and it is absolutely great. And then I had some banana pudding after that, too.
Maybe 12 miles, Jimmy, 12 miles.
Hey, all right, that explains it. Hey, okay. Coach, enjoy your retirement. Thank you so much. Appreciate
it. Good talking with y'all.
Okay. All right. Jimmy Johnson, joining us from the Keys.